Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now it's Sioux Central time, and Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild is our guest. And first of all, coach, before we talk about the 32-0 loss to a talented Algona Garrigan team, if you can maybe comment on the atmosphere. I know you weren't getting really caught up in the pregame festivities they had planned, but I'm guessing, hopefully, a great turnout for the first game on your new field there in Sioux Rapids.
Right. There was a lot of people that came back and watched the Rebels play last night. But, we just come up short.
Yeah, well, Algona Garrigan, they're going to be a salty opponent for a lot of teams this year. So I know PAC-LM played them to start the season, and we got Mike Ains' thoughts on their squad. But what impressed you most about the Golden Bears?
I tell you what impressed me was the speed of the all-around team speed that they had. Mostly on defense, their linebackers, their linemen, their D-backs, they got to the football, and that was impressive, and that's what makes them a ranked team.
So what was it, 20-0 or thereabouts by halftime? What was going on in the first half?
Yeah, it was 19-0. We gave up an interception for a touchdown to that Bear kid. He's a great athlete.
Did you have any offense to speak of, able to move the ball as far as Brady and Matt goes? Were they able to gain any significant yardage on the night?
They had minimal yardage here, but both of them, I tell you, both backs that we had ran hard. Like I said, their defense is really pretty good. They get to the football. Give credit to Coach Wadley over there. They got a good team all the way through, I think.
And their size, they have a lot of that too, I hear.
Right. They got, size and speed. And sometimes, a lot of times we talk about speed kills.
Yeah, deadly combination there. So defense, you were telling me earlier, you did have a couple of highlights.
Right. We had a couple kids that did a nice job. Frank Perkins, he up front, I thought, did a real good job. He had 10 tackles, but he kind of led the charge up there. And we had a sophomore that came in. Preston Sampson did a nice job up there at nose guard and filled in a spot that we had a couple people get sick up front, and he filled in and did a nice job as well.
Well, you'll try and bounce back back at home next week, taking on MMCRU. I know their transition back to the 11-player game hasn't gone all that great for them. They did win last night, so what are your thoughts at this point looking ahead to next week?
I haven't watched too much on what they're going to do to us, but looks like they got some good athletes. And obviously last year, with Marcus being A-man title, mm-hmm. They got some people that should be able to play. And we got to come back, and we got to heal up. A couple guys need to get healed up, and we got to come back and show what we really have here.
32-0, again, final score last night. Algona Garrigan victorious over Sioux Central. Rebels now 1-2, and some words from Coach Brandon Goodchild. We'll talk to you next week, Brandon. Enjoy the weekend, and take care.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.